Praying, Sheikh, while you're praying and you come out of ruku, where do you place your hands, Sheikh?
The issue of placing the hands on the one's chest after rising up from ruku is a matter of dispute between the scholars. Some said the Prophet ﷺ was reported as always putting his hands on his chest, the right on the left, while standing. So it remains the same after rising up from ruku, and the vast majority of the scholars have the opinion that no, after ruku' you let go both hands. As I said before, this question and the following three questions, I believe, related to going down on the knees first or the hands first, and also the sitting of al-istiraha or taking a break upon going to the second or the fourth rak'ah. These issues do not affect the validity of the salah by any means. We call it hay'at. It is how you perform the salah. It is neither mandatory nor an act which we can say it is even sunnah mu'akkada, which would ruin your prayer. I personally go with the opinion of al-jumhur with regards to putting the hands on the chest only at the time of reciting the Quran, not upon rising from the ruku'. I do not object to somebody else who adopted the opinion of very respected scholars, have their own view and ijtihad with this regard. Similarly, in the program of the Prophet's prayer, we discussed all of that in details. The issue of going down first on both hands or in the knees. The hadith says that we should not resemble or copy or imitate camels. They go on the knees first. But the scholars differ with regards to understanding which part is the knee of the camel, the first or the rear. So basically, they differ with accordingly whether we should go first on the knees or on the hands. Al-Jumhur, the vast majority of the fuqaha, including Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, were reported as that going down should be on the knees. If somebody next to me is going down on his hands, I do not object to that. These are different ijtihadat. As far as the third or the fourth part of the question, which is sitting after the first rak'ah and after the third rak'ah, and before going to the second and the fourth rak'ah, jilsatul istiraha, or taking a break after finishing the second sajda and before going up to the following rak'ah, this is a recommended sunnah. Sunnatun mustahabba. So jilsatul istiraha is sunnatun mustahabba.
Jazakallah khair.